AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. It was a banner day on Wall Street. The Dow gained 511 points in Monday trading after losses last week, in part on strong earnings reports, like McDonald's, whose stock rose 2.4%, and it raised its dividend.
Treasury yields were also climbing ahead of a week full of economic reports that could guide what the Federal Reserve does with interest rates.
That's AP correspondent Damian Troisi. It's official now from the UAW, a contract agreement reached with General Motors, the third of the big three, that raises pay for workers and ends their strike. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says there will not be a ceasefire in the war with Hamas.
Just as the United States would not agree to a ceasefire after the bombing of Pearl Harbor, or after the terrorist attack of 9/11.
He welcomed home a female soldier who was released by militants. There have been protests against Israel in big cities in the U.S., and now state police in New York are guarding Cornell University after threats were posted there against Jewish students. The governor of Maine not commenting directly on reports there were missed opportunities to take away the guns from alleged mass killer Robert Card, who was experiencing mental illness. But Janet Mills says she'll put together an expert panel.
Listen to people first and foremost and see what we might best do.
President Biden today signed an executive order to place some limits on the use of artificial intelligence, noting that while it benefits society, it also brings new danger. Officials continue investigating the death of actor Matthew Perry.
In the end, they really felt that that show was aptly titled, that these really were their friends.
Pop culture professor Robert Thompson. This is AP News. A case against former President Trump went to trial today in Colorado. Plaintiffs claim his alleged role in the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol should disqualify the former president from seeking office again under the 14th Amendment of the Constitution. There's a new warning about the danger of certain over-the-counter eye drops.
Health regulators are telling consumers not to use more than 24 varieties of over-the-counter eye drops because of the risk of infections that could lead to blindness. The advisory applies to lubricating drops sold by six companies, including CVS Health, Target, Rite Aid, and Cardinal Health. A recall was issued late last week because FDA inspectors found unsanitary conditions and bacteria at the factory producing the drops, although the agency did not say which manufacturing plants. I'm Shelley Adler.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.